A cargo plane flies over a dank warehouse while a worker unpacks boxes at O.R. Tambo Airport near Johannesburg. The freight belongs to a bespectacled man in his late 20s, dressed all in black, Scott Brimson.
We get our comics every single week from America, all sorts of stuff. That's the wonderful thing about comics. No matter who you are, there's something for you.
Brimson's store is in a nondescript side street near one of Johannesburg's busiest routes. Cosmic Comics is sandwiched between a bakery and a tire fitment center. Outside the shop, the real world rages. Inside, a fantastical universe of color and escapism blooms. A customer flips through comics.
It's too numerous to really go through. I mean, there's just tons and tons and tons. I mean, comics have been going since the 30s, and no sign of slowing down. And new characters and new writers, new artists are always coming in. So
the shop's shelves hold thousands of titles, protected by thick plastic covers.
Everything from Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Flash, Iron Man, Captain America, Doctor Strange.
Brimson sells a lot of Hellboy comics, advertised in this DVD.
In 1944, a demon was summoned to Earth to wage war. But the child of Hell was rescued by good men who taught him honor, kindness, and a sense of right.
Brimson emphasizes that comics are no longer the sole preserve of children. He says most of his clients are adults. They can afford to pay the 200 to 300 rand, or $20 to $30. That's the average price of an imported comic book. Brimson adds that many readers aren't into predictable happy endings. They prefer darker comics, like the new Batman series, Court of Owls.
Absolutely fantastic. Batman doesn't win. There are people who are smarter and better than Batman. In Court of Owls, it's a group who go to Batman and go, "We know who you are. We know what you're doing. You're stepping on our toes now. Stop it, or we will stop you." Batman does stop them, but he doesn't win by any stretch of the imagination.
Another of his popular titles is Saga. On the cover of one issue, giant green vines capture a man in a forest.
It's a melting pot of ideas. You've got these two characters who are from opposite sides of an intergalactic war. Her faction is more like the sort of fairy types, but they're more technologically advanced. His race use actual magic. So it's the science fiction, magic, romance, horror amalgamation. It's a really, really good series.
Brimson pages through a Hellblazer comic. It's for adults only, featuring lots of graphic violence. Its main character is a hard-drinking, chain-smoking, womanizing, rough and rude detective in a dirty brown overcoat.
John Constantine, anti-hero, not Keanu Reeves. Blonde, British bastard. He basically is out for nothing but himself. He will help you if it's going to help him.
And Brimson says paper comics are increasingly popular in South Africa, even in an age when most titles are a click away online. He maintains that old-fashioned comics have much more aesthetic merit and also actual monetary value than their e-versions.
At no point ever in history will a digital download be worth 3.5 million US dollars, which was what a copy of Action Comics issue 1 sold for. You're going to only get that with a really awesome collection that you kept in the best condition over 50, 60 odd years. That's the big reason why you're never going to get rid of hard copy comics ever.
Right, so basically, for example,
Brimson unlocks a cabinet. Smiling mischievously, he cradles an amazing Spider-Man comic, issue 9, from 1964. It features the first appearance of one of the superhero's arch-enemies, Electro. On the cover, the villain shocks a falling Spider-Man with jagged lightning bolts. The comic is priced at more than 6,000 rand.
The reason for this is because it is so old, and it's a first appearance of a major character, and it's in really good condition for the age. Oh. When it comes to like comics, it's all about condition. That's what really can make your book worth $6,000 or 20 cents.
Brimson reveals he once sold a book for the equivalent of $1,000. He says most people just like reading comics, but others are obsessive collectors.
I've got guys who collect every single Batman. If we get an old Batman in, I know two guys who I phone immediately, and they will be here to check them out and see if they've got them in their collection. The crazy thing is, they probably do.
Music enhances the drama of another display as more clients browse the wondrous aisles of Cosmic Comics, a store that's proud to remain part of a simpler past when comic books, and not computers, were major sources of entertainment. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.